My goal is peace. This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My goal is peace. For many years, I was a editor, reporter, publisher of different newspapers and magazines around the United States, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And each day, as I would go into my office, each day as I would go to my desk, I had made it a habit that I'd sit down at my desk and I would make order on top of my desk. Now, I didn't do it the night before. I had everything pretty well in order the night before, but I didn't make order the night before. But in the morning, I made order. I put my pencils in the right place. I put my paper in the right place. I put my notes, my notepads that I was going to be working from in the right place. I had my typewriter in its proper holder on the side of the desk, and I was all set to go to work. But first, I would make order on my desk. First, I would make order on my desk. Well, now, to tell you the truth, I did not so much make order on my desk as I set my goal to being peaceful, to establish my day in peace and order and balance and harmony and right action. I wanted to establish my day in the feeling that all is in divine order. But before I could have all in divine order, I mentally put my house in order. I physically put my house in order. I took all of the things that were on my desk, and they were all sort of cattywampus here and there, and set them in a proper order, sort of like squaring them off. And now there were many things on my desk that had no use for me this day, and so I'd put them in their proper drawers. And I'd put my pads in their proper drawers, because I only use one pad at a time to take notes. And after I had that all done, then I would take my telephone and I would take a cloth and I would polish it and make it all beautiful. And then I'd wipe off my typewriter, and then I'd finally get down to polishing off my desk. Now, this was a routine that I followed for many years. And I'm sure there were many people in my offices who looked at me and said, he's kind of a nitpicking person, kind of a detailed person, going over all these things on his desk and just sort of straightening it out. I don't do that. I don't bother. And their life was usually somewhat of a confusion, but not in my mind. In my mind, my life was balance, order, harmony, and in my mind, my desk was balance, order, harmony, and in my mind, my activities were balance, order, and harmony. I had everything established in a perfect way. So, once I was ready to go, I was ready to go. I had a little stack of maybe 12, 15 items, and these were articles I was writing, stories I was writing, and details I wanted to put into my columns, and various other things I was doing. And so, I just went to my typewriter, and I started typing. And I would type on this yellow paper that we used. That was so the stories wouldn't get misplaced. And as I would type them and get them all set, I'd take them back to the typesetters, and they would put them into type. They would put them into lead slugs. And they would make their headlines, and they would prepare them in all beautiful ways. And as I did this, the stories just sort of rolled off my desk harmoniously, peacefully, gently, lovingly, powerfully, because all the stories had a purpose. They all had an intention that was making them something beneficial to me and to the people who read them. And it was a very satisfying experience. Well, now that naturally during the day, many phone calls came in, and as these phone calls came in, I would, before I pick up the phone, I will say, "I am peace." Now, I didn't necessarily say "I am peace" in those words at that time, but I would take a deep breath, and I'd relax, and I'd pick up the phone. I made myself at peace without realizing I was making myself at peace, or maybe I did realize I was making myself at peace. And so, when I picked up the phone and talked to the people, they would tell me their stories, and when they would finish, they would say, "Oh, I feel so relaxed now to get that off my mind and to get that told. And you sounded like you really understood what I wanted to do." And, of course, I would reiterate what they said and let them be assured that I did understand what they said. But first, before I entered into my day, first, before I entered into each activity, first, before I entered into each individual telephone call, each individual story that I wrote, I would look at it, read my notes, or listen, or prepare, take a deep breath, and let it all out, and be at peace, be in balance, be in harmony, not have any pre-described attitude toward the stories I was writing or anything, just writing them in truth, writing them from a balanced point of view, writing them from a point of view that everyone who reads it would just know the facts. Because the stories were news stories, and news stories are not supposed to get you emotionally upset. They're supposed to inform you. And editorials are designed to get you emotionally upset or emotionally involved in something. And when I wrote my editorials, I wrote the editorials from a different point of view. I wrote them, what do I want my reader to get involved with? How do I want my reader to become excited about something? And again, I take a deep breath and let it all out, and then I'd sit down and write. And what I wrote was always something very significant. It was always something that every reader felt good about. In fact, as the newspapers came out or as the magazines were published, the people would call and they'd say, "I sure like that article. You sure told them right in those things there. And you really know how to get this point across. You know, after I read your article, I no longer was so angry. I now was at peace because I now know what it's all about." And so many times people would call and they would say, "Hey, that's a different point of view. You know, I don't have to be so angry anymore about that. That's not worth all my anger. That's not worth me throwing away my peaceful attitude." And I'd breathe deep and say to them, "We all find our peace. We all find our wisdom. And when we do, we find that it's always within us." And this is true. My goal is peace, and it's always within us. My goal is love, and it's always within us. My goal is harmony, and it's always within us. My goal is to know who and what I am, and I am peace. My goal is to know when I go to my office that I'm going there as a peaceful, harmonious person without an axe to grind of any kind. Whenever I go to my home and I'm with my family, I am the Prince of Peace. I am balance. I am goodness. I am harmony. Not superior in any way to anybody else, but because I am peaceful and balanced and harmonious, I see everybody else that way too. And then everybody else sees me as peace. "Oh, go ask Dad. He's in a good mood." And that means a peaceful mood. "Go ask Dad. He's got a smile on his face." That means he's a balanced person. Oh, yes. Children know. Wives and husbands know about each other. Bosses know. employees, employers all know that when a man is at peace, when a woman's at peace, when a person is harmonious with himself, all things work out in divine order. And life is really worth living. And all because you took a deep breath and said, now, let's take another look at that. I love you. I love you.